In modern transistors, the idea that the electrons scatter many times is not always true. So there, the distance between the contacts in a modern MOSFET is now either 22 nanometers or 16 nanometers. We're making a transition right now between a 22 nanometer gate length to a 16 nanometer gate length. So it depends on which fab the transistors are being produced at. But they're about 20 nanometers. And 20 nanometers is on the order of a few hundred atoms. It's not very far. And the electrons, the mean free path is typically bigger than the 20 nanometers. So Ohm's law doesn't really apply in a modern transistor. The electrons can go from one side to the other without scattering. And that makes the analysis of calculating what happens in a transistor more complicated, because if the distance they travel is shorter than the mean free path, then you can't use Ohm's law and say that the current is proportional to the local electric field. You have a situation that the current at this point also depends on the local field, the electrical field somewhere else. So this is true in ballistic transport. So if you accelerate electrons to the right, and then they come into a field-free region, they just keep going with the same velocity that they were accelerated with initially. So the current here, where there's no electric field, depends on the electric field over there, not just the electric field here. And a similar thing happens in transistors, that the current density at some point does not just depend on the electric field at that point, but it depends on the electric field where the electron was before. And this makes the calculations more cumbersome than if it just was a local rule like Ohm's law.